The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. I hope you're having a blessed day today. I am, but then I believe God blesses me every day, and God blesses me abundantly every day, and I am thankful to Him, and I'm thankful for the abundant blessings He pours out on me and my family, and I'm praying that God will bless you today too, especially through this message. We're going to begin a new series starting in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I don't know how long this will take us. It may take us a couple weeks. It may take us a month. We'll see how it goes. But as you know, you can hear all of the programs at our website, considerhisword.org. Many other things you'll find there as well, many resources. But we would especially like if you would go and visit the website, click on the link that says contact us, because we would love to hear from you. If you'd send us an address and tell us where you're hearing the program today, or at least tell us where you're hearing the program. We're on a number of radio stations, and we'd love to know where you're listening to us today. But if you'll send me an address, I will send you one of our little prayer journals. It's just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket or a purse or easily into a Bible case or something like that. And we'd love to get one to you. They're absolutely free. There's no charge. We don't expect any contributions or anything like that. They're absolutely free, just if you just let us know where you're hearing the program today. And so you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says contact us. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, also, as many do, you can just simply write to us here at the ministry address. It is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us about a change that happens to us when we receive Christ as our Savior. When you get saved, when you bow before the Lord and ask Him into your life, there's so many different ways to describe it. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the children of God." And so that's why we say, have you received Christ? By receiving Christ, we mean that you've put your faith in Him. Now, here's what I want us to look at today and what is to think about. You know, I believe that there's something seriously wrong with someone who claims to have received Christ, someone who has claimed to have acknowledged the Lord, someone who will tell you that they are born again, that they've been saved at some point in life, yet in their life, nothing has changed. And I mean nothing. They live as though they do not know the Lord at all. Paul describes them as carnal Christians. I believe the best definition for carnal Christians are people who claim to be saved but don't live like they're saved. Now I realize that I may be describing you. It described me at one point when I would claim to know the Lord. In fact, let me tell you a little story about that. I had gotten right with God, and I was trying to walk with God. I was going to church faithfully. I was reading the scripture and I was just trying to get things right. But before that, I had claimed to know the Lord, and man, I ran with a wild crowd in high school. I mean, literally, we would go out and crash parties looking for something to drink. And if we could find something that to us would have been, was a great night. We'd do this almost every week. I had three or four guys that I hung around with, and it was always the same. We'd take off driving and go somewhere and just crash these parties. Well, I got right with God. In fact, it was in the summer of, we're going back, let's say last century, that I got right with God and started walking with God. And so we went out again on a Friday night, same bunch of guys. This time we didn't go partying so much. We went to another place, and on the way, I began trying to witness to these guys. Began to try to tell them about the love of God and about how that God had changed me and was working in me, and they just laughed at me. They just thought it was funny that I would even talk to them about, quote, religion. I was not living a life that honored God at all. Well, it wasn't long. Those guys weren't my friends anymore. I found new friends. In fact, I found new friends at the church. But you see, at that point, Christ changed me. Now, I believe that change probably should and could have happened sooner. But here's what I'm saying, that if you're born again, you cannot continue in sin without the Holy Spirit convicting you or God taking you through a trial to try to bring you back to Him. God's going to do something to step in to bring you back to Him. Now, let me get to this passage of Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 17. I'm going to read just a couple of verses. Paul said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and hath committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." Now, where I really want to focus is back on verse 17, where the Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." The word creature there is a new creation. You realize that since the beginning of the world, when God created heaven and earth, and in 6 days God created heaven and earth and all that in them is, it says in Exodus 20, that nothing new has ever been created except for one thing, and that is the heart of the believer when he comes to know Christ as his Savior. You know what's happened over, I think, the last, I'd say, couple of generations maybe, is we have reduced salvation to just simply saying a magic prayer. You know, to just saying, just say this prayer and you'll be saved. And people say the prayer and there's no repentance. There's no real commitment to Christ at all. And yet then they go through life thinking that they can just go and live like the devil and live like they want to, live like they're not even saved at all. And yet when you ask them, they'll say, oh, yeah, I said a prayer one time. And so I'm okay. Well, I'm not here to judge anyone's salvation. What I'm saying this is that if you get saved, Christ changes us. And so many people can give that testimony that the day they were saved, something happened and they changed. And I'm afraid that in the way we've been preaching salvation over the last few generations, there's no repentance, there's no change of life, there's no confession, there's no obedience to Christ. We've just reduced salvation to some magic words. Now, again, don't misunderstand me. I believe we ought to call on the Lord. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So I think that's important that we pray. But there also needs to be repentance. The Bible says that unless you repent, you cannot be saved. And somewhere in our preaching, we've left repentance out and just made reduce salvation to saying a prayer. I think there should be a change. I think many don't understand what it means to confess Jesus as Lord. Because you see, when a person is genuinely saved, when they truly come to the Lord Jesus Christ, something changes. Now, again, I'm not here to judge any person's salvation. That's between you and God. But you cannot deny that something must change when someone gets saved. I do not believe that a genuine believer can continue in sin without suffering some kind of consequences. And the testimony of a person who has trusted Christ will clearly be, I was changed. God changed me. I am not the person that I used to be. God did something in me that made me new, that made me different. You know, I don't go to the places I used to go. I didn't. Many would testify that they don't put the things in their body that they used to put in their body. I'm talking about drinking, drugs, and so on. There's a story told of a great revival that happened one time over in the UK where there was a great revival in this mining community. And because of the changed lives in the men, their mules would not obey them because they had cussed at them for so long. And now they quit cussing, and the mules didn't know how to react to that. I don't know how they fixed that, but something changed. Something changed in their language. Something changes definitely in your life. Now, let me come back to this for a moment. You know, if you've never been saved, if you don't know Christ as your Lord, it's so important that you put your faith in Him, that you trust Him. I'm going to go back and quote from Romans 10 again. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And again, verse 13, a few verses down, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, I'm afraid that sometimes when we lead someone to Christ, we say this prayer. And that's fine. I have done that, and in some cases, I will continue to do that. But oh, how much better it is that when a person knows that they're lost, and they come to know Christ as their Savior, that they pray their own prayer, pour out their heart to Him. And yes, ask Him to be their Lord. To be Lord means that He's going to take over and that you're going to be obedient to Him and do whatever He says. There's where your life changes, is in obedience to Christ. We're going to talk about this more later. In obedience to Christ, as we follow Him, and He is now Lord. You see, what happens is I'm no longer in control. He's in control. One of the things that I think changes is we begin to do things for the glory of God and not for the glory of self. Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory, do unto His name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We give God glory, and that means giving God glory not just in what we say, but in how we live. Now, if you've never trusted Christ, I would encourage you to trust Him today. Put your faith in Him. Whatever you're doing right now, stop, bow your head before Him, and pour out your heart to Him and say, I want You to be my Lord. I trust You. I believe that Jesus died and rose again, and repent of that sin. Turn away from it. To repent means to turn around and go in a complete different direction. Well, our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.